Welcome to a special edition of Liberate Your Authentic Self. Today I am joined by my soul sister, Missy Crutchfield. Hello, Missy.
Hello, Andrea. How are you, Dr. Andrea?
Oh, it's so good to be with you. This is a special Time to Rise Ask the Author interview series. Missy is one of the contributing authors to this book. And as I mentioned, she is my soul sister. We have so much in common, our mutual passion for nonviolent living and veganism and sisters speaking out. We have so much to cover in today's very short interview, but we're gonna do the best that we can. So, Missy, I'm so grateful that you agreed to be a part of this big baby right here. It may be just a small book, but it is a big baby. Time to Rise includes these 29 authors from around the world, including you, Missy. And for people who don't know this yet, all of the proceeds, the profits from the sale of Time to Rise are being donated to Gandhi's Global Center for Peace that Missy is the steward, the caretaker for, and you'll be seeing more of the author profiles on Gandhi's BeMagazine.org. So Missy, first of all, what would inspire you to share such a personal story in this book?
My first reaction is that it's impossible to say no to Dr. Andrea Pennington, my dear friend. And just, I mean, you're so amazing. You're such a world changer. And we do look forward to featuring you as a world changer this year in Gandhi's Bee Magazine. You are doing so many important things. And when you reached out to me and we began talking about this, I thought, yes, my life is about, well, as Gandhi says, my life is my message, and my life is about sharing my message, and collectively we lift each other up. It's true, the rising tide lifts all ships. And so I thought I can help others with my story, and it's healing, as you know, to tell your story.
It absolutely is. It is for us individually, and I know that sharing our voice collectively is also helping the men and women around the world who never felt like they could confidently share their truth. But I think what is also really poignant about your story here is you also opened up about some of the challenges of parenting your son, and then also your own experiences on this road to activism and allowing people, especially women, to really speak out. So talk to us just a little bit about that.
Well, we've all gone through ups and downs. I think I read something recently, if everybody were to throw a bag of their problems in the center of the room, and you've got to go in and pick up anybody's problems, you'd go back and probably pick up your own. So the bottom line is we've all experienced tremendous ups and downs. And let's face it, if you had a perfect life, you really probably wouldn't appreciate it. And it's through the trials and tribulations that we get that deep spirituality, that deep integrity, that deep sensitivity, and all of those wonderful things come out of that trial and tribulation, then the iron to the fire. So, again, sharing those stories, I've had levels of abuse and levels of stupid decisions from moving to New York when I was 17 years old to be an actress, and had some incredible, wonderful things happen, and also equally as painful. So years later, in another life, another career, working in government and higher education and political administration, creating my own department, creating a department, a unique department under the mayor, then Mayor Littlefield. So I started writing a play called Sisters Speak Out, and that's my handle now, because I realized that the world will change with the movement and the uplifting of women and women's voices. And that's so much a part of your life and a deep connection for the two of us. So, and the Dalai Lama, His Holiness, says the world will be saved by, he says, the Western woman. And I think that's more about the dominance of media and the presence in the world, the voices that Western, and we are so multicultural here in the West, Europe, America, and so on, that it's that level of women and sisterhood that will reach out and grab and connect with all the women around the world. And through our compassion and nurturing, we will lift each other up and our brothers.
So do you think this is going to be the year that you reinvigorate that play, Sisters Speak Out? Or just tell me in general, tell us, our audience in general, what was your vision with that play? Because it was truly revolutionary, the way that you designed it and all of the aspects that played into it with young people, young women.
Yes, I do. 2018 will be the year. This is the summer. It's August. It's 10 years. And it was inspired by working and connecting with domestic violence issues and seeing an artistic project, the Clothesline Project, and feeling like those words, those powerful statements on the shirts, and many family members had written them to women perhaps that were killed in domestic violence.
So let's inform our listeners, what was the Clothesline Project?
It's an artistic creation where people who have been affected or had family members or loved ones who had been affected, impacted by domestic violence, they will take a t-shirt and write things, color, markers, etc. And I facilitated this with women at a women's shelter and worked with this. And so I thought, we've got to work more with the shirts. This is something that had been going on. I did not create the Clothesline Project, but I said, we need to lift these words up more there. After they pack it up and the shirts have been on display and the month of October, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, is over, then you kind of forget about it. We can't forget about these women, these stories, and it needs to, you know, I said, put them on and dance them and take the words. And I kept telling people, let's do something with this words, because being actress and words, and I've done radio and, you know, various things using voice. So nobody was doing it. So I said, okay, fine, I'll do it. So one woman actually collected the words and put them together for the first act, which is The Clothesline Speaks. And then we all got together and spoke them and recorded it and did a little mini documentary. And then the second one, I took it to the next level and really went deeper with girls' empowerment, Sisters Speak Out and Empowerment. And that became an after-school program at a girls' school to try to empower them and engage them in conversations that hopefully will protect them from date rape or no means no, really unpacking what respect means. And, you know, just lots of wonderful conversations that were empowering for women and girls. And then the last one is a fashion show. And every time we do it, we change it a little bit and get the girls to kind of get involved in what they were going to wear and focus on. We're walking in pride. We are turning in compassion and respect, and instead of just beauty and makeup and, you know, flimsy kind of thin values, we were taking, so it was fashion and beauty from the inside out.
And so you think you'll do it again this year?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have a little surprise. We're going to be talking to you soon because we want you to be involved in something hopefully we'll be doing in D.C.
Oh, it seems perfect to do it in the District of Columbia. Absolutely. And it really feels like 2018, you know, 2017 was really painful for so many of us, whether we were affected personally or just watching in the media. I think anyone who's at all dialed into their own heart of compassion, really, we were really challenged in 2017 as so many people were speaking up about the things that had happened to them, whether that was sexual trauma or discrimination or bullying. It was really painful. And so I'm so grateful that this new energy of this new year is already focused on raising our voice, not in a protest. I mean, it is a protest, but not in this violent way. It's really in this spirit of true empowerment and connection and solidarity. So I feel like so many initiatives have come up. And I mean, I didn't know that that was happening when the vision for Time to Rise came. You know, that was September of 2017 when I started inviting these authors. So to have this book out and this moment in history where men and women are stepping up and saying, no more, time's up, we need to talk about these somewhat challenging and painful issues that have previously gone just swept under the carpet, under the rug, hidden. And as you know, I'm really passionate about getting out these voices, because bottling up all of that shame, guilt, the trauma, the pain, the fear, and the anger all of those emotions and feelings, when they're bottled up, they can destroy us from within. And so by getting them out in a healthy forum where we can address it and heal it and then move forward, I love that you're bringing this creative aspect that says, yeah, let's get these messages out there, but then let's, you know, let these young girls strut their stuff and twist and turn in this compassion and this sense of it's time to rise up. It's time to like honor who each of us is, like, you know, our brothers and our sisters. We are one family. And I know I'm stealing your thunder because this is your message, honey.
Oh, I'm loving it. Thank you. I'm like, yes, it's so beautiful to hear you speak it and now articulately. And it is time to rise, Andrea. You have, through your vision, through this is your book, and we are all just blessed to be part of it, your village, to be part of your tribe. And you intuitively, and you have a movement that is just writing and connecting with all of this. And that's real self-love. And I'm so, so proud of you and honored to connect, because this is what this is all about. If we love ourselves, if we learn to let go of fear, Gandhi said that we think hate is the opposite of love. It's not, it's fear. And our society is so driven by being afraid. And, you know, you need to buy this, because, or you won't be beautiful, or you need to drive this, or you won't be cool, and so on and so on. And we watch TV and we listen to radio. And so we are in dire need of shows and books and conversations like this that help wake people up to the fact that we are alive. We have this beautiful gift. We're human beings. We're all different. And love and our humanity and this beautiful planet. And I got to throw in for all God's creatures.
We'll go there. Don't worry. We'll give it its proper placement. Don't worry.
I know. I can go on a tangent. That is the most important thing. On a radio show that we're on the platform, we spoke recently about that, you know, sometimes people who have cancer will say it was the biggest gift of my life, because yeah, it awakened me to the fact that we're alive. We all have so many days, and we act like they're going to go on forever. And if we just cherish the moments, the relationships, the time, the beauty of all of this, then we will truly live our lives.
Yeah. And that is... I think that's another reason why I wanted to do this book. And you've heard me say this to some of the other authors and to you personally. There are some challenges and obstacles and experiences that the authors in Time to Rise have been through that I think would have driven me to just want to crawl under my covers and cry. And yet you all have risen up. And I think it really shows the dynamic potential of the human spirit. And I say this all the time, but I believe if one human has this inside of us, that means we all have the potential to tap into that power and potential to rise up. So tell me a little bit about the Gandhi Global Center for Peace and what is your mission? I know that you're working with Mahatma Gandhi's grandson, Arun Gandhi. So tell us about the mission and the vision.
Well, the Gandhi family is, they're amazing. And there's a Gandhi in India family. There's the Gandhi family in South Africa. They're all connected because it all started in South Africa. And then Gandhi went back home to India and then started the Quit Independence movement. And that movement has inspired so many and connected with so many, Dr. King and Mandela and on and on. So when I heard as a teenager and saw the movie, Richard Attenborough's movie Gandhi, I was just blown away. There were two pivotal moments in my life. One, that kicked it off when I was in New York and I saw that movie and learned about Gandhi's life. That was to my core, the message. And I knew that his philosophy and his life would touch my life. And then lo and behold, later, we're partnering with Arun. A few years after that, I was in California, again, trying to figure my acting career out, that the universe kept saying, this isn't it, girl, this isn't it, it's something else, right? So now we're seeing that happen, but I was resisting. But I'm walking on Venice Beach and I see a PETA booth with a big sign that says vivisection, animal research, is scientific fraud. And then these pictures, and I started, it hit me. That's it. That's the thing. That's the movement that's gonna connect and shake my life and my world. And so from there, I started connecting to the domestic violence issues years later and child abuse. I have my son, and I really started getting involved in children's issues and then women's empowerment and all of that. It all connected from the creatures of the earth. We're all God's creatures. So the Gandhi Global Center for Peace, because Gandhi was not advocating any one religion, any particular faith, but that God is truth. God is, for Gandhi, it was truth. For many, it's love, but it all leads to the same. And so through creating the Gandhi Global Center for Peace and then Gandhi's Be Magazine partners and share stories of world changers, like we'll continually share your work, your books, and your stories, Andrea, and organizations that we feel are we've vetted and are authentically doing purposeful work, not just getting big salaries or, doing gratuitous things. We feel like we're sharing the stories that perhaps mainstream corporate, big media, et cetera, that are kind of owned by, big companies. They're not telling the right story. They're not telling the truth, or they're not telling all of it. So we thought this is an opportunity, and then have the nonprofit and share Gandhian philosophy and share stories and help lift people up and ideas up. Because if Gandhi were alive today, and I told Arun this, I think he would be on the forefront of the vegan movement.
Right. You've said that to me before, and I know you get a little bit of a pushback there. But when we get back from the break, let's pick it up there. So I'd like to hear, yes, what are your plans for the Gandhi Global Center for Peace going forward? And yeah, we definitely have to talk about V the change when we get back.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutLoud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new era in talk radio, America Out Loud, providing you with diverse voices, heated discussions, and honest opinions about life, love, politics, health, and well-being. Discover the Out Loud perspective to society and lifestyle, politics, your faith and spirituality, personal development, and living an out loud life. You're listening to Liberate Your Authentic Self with Dr. Andrea Pennington. Mahatma Gandhi always said that his life was his message. And now, more than ever, big celebrities and everyday people like you and me are really being called to walk our talk. Now is the time that we put our ethics into action. How we show up in the world is really a demonstration of our values. So what do you value? Well, I'm going to dig into a little more of this conversation with Missy Crutchfield, who is one of the contributing authors for Time to Rise. And she is the editor-in-chief, along with Melissa Turner, for Gandhi's Bee magazine, who will be enjoying the proceeds from the sale of Time to Rise. So, Missy, before we went to the break, we were talking about the Gandhi Global Center for Peace, which you have been working with Arun Gandhi. So I'd love to hear, you know, what is the vision for the center?
Yes, and thank you. And thank you to all of the authors of this amazing book. The stories are incredible, and I'm just so honored to be part of this family and share your stories on Gandhi's Bee magazine, which is one of the purposes of that. But Gandhi Global Center for Peace is co-founded by, yes, Mahatma Gandhi's grandson, Arun Gandhi. The core mission of this is to share Gandhian philosophy. So to raise the awareness that we're all one human family, to wake people up to the idea that your life is your message, that your life, your actions, your talk, that nonviolence is where we need to focus, peace and nonviolence in our thoughts and our actions. Arun Gandhi will talk about when he's speaking, and he's doing so well with his books and Grandfather Gandhi, and he'll talk about the tree of violence and how dangerous passive violence is, that passive violence is the fuel that fuels the real violence, the big violence, and we don't think about that. So through Gandhi Global Center for Peace, we highlight, we spotlight people, and we share their stories in the magazine. We have programs in schools. We work in an alternative school, engaging young people and facilitating conversations where they'll think about choices and consequences. We have plays and art and work that we do, like Sisters Speak Out and Girls Empowerment. We are working right now on yoga, mindfulness, and meditation outreach, and sharing these things on the magazine and in the virtual center, the website. Then we can take these things and pilot communities and then share the information out, so people don't just always sit back and say, you know, somebody needs to do it, or, you know, taxpayer dollars are covering that. But yet it's our lives are our message. We have to be the change we wish to see in the world. So we have our own programs, and then we share others, and we try to be that collective rising tide.
Wonderful. And one of the other things that, you know, you and I are completely united on, and that is the change. So it's this concept that, no, but it is a beautiful concept that for people who feel like they want to make a difference in this world, on the planet, and yet they feel like they're too small, that what could they actually do to have an impact? And while we would love it if everyone went vegan completely and totally,
yeah, we would.
Part of the V, the change movement, is also to encourage people to, you know, start where you are, start where you can. So talk to me about the V, the change movement.
Kindness. And that's another thing. Gandhi Global Center for Peace keeps me humble. A lot of things keep me humble, actually. It's very important that you come back, and you have to have a sense of humor, too. But, you know, we've all made mistakes. We've all fallen off the wagon. We've all, you know, done stupid things. But as I talk to the kids in alternative school, many of them have been in juvenile detention. Many of them have, you know, made some mistakes and have some marks on their record. And I'm like, your past does not define you. Your past will inform you, but it does not define you. And so people need to forgive themselves and say, you know, if you have a commitment to be vegetarian, trying to be vegan, and you mess up, well, that doesn't mean you're going to eat meat for the rest of your life. Just get back on and just do the best you can. But yes, Andrea, the most impacting action that you can take to save the planet, to, you know, save your health, because if you want to hugely decrease your chances of getting cancer, diabetes, stroke, heart disease, a vegan, vegetarian can't touch statistically what happens when you go vegan. All of the heart doctors, Dean Ornish, the White House doctors, on and on and on, are coming back, and they're saying plant-based diet is that. So save your health, save the planet. And yeah, let's not forget about those animals that are living all their lives in horrific conditions. So any way we look at it, we say V the change. We say that veganism is the intersection of all intersections. And then for those of us, out there that understand spiritual vibration, the cleaner your body is, the cleaner your health is, the cleaner your thoughts and mind are, then the more spiritual, the more awareness, the deeper your purpose in your life. It does kind of, it flips the downward spiral up. And we share all of these things on Gandhi's Be Magazine and Gandhi Global Center for Peace is that foundation support, that nonprofit support for this work.
So you can go to bemagazine.org and you can find resources on how you can start to incorporate certain simple changes into your lifestyle and into your diet, like meatless Mondays, for example. You can just start with the really easy things. You have a full sort of get started with veganism toolkit, which I found really helpful as well. But I love that you're showing people that what you've described as like the intersection of all nonviolent movements yes. is really here in recognizing that animals do suffer. And if we're eating animals that have suffered, and I mean, we don't need to make this super graphic, but we've talked, you and I have talked about some yes. of the really horrific conditions that yes. the humans, I mean, most people focus on the animals in slaughterhouses and in the food manufacturing plants, but there's also humans that are also suffering in the process. And so it's the concept that you're being surrounded by that energy of fear, of desperation. You are what you eat.
Absolutely. You're what you think, you're what you walk, you're what you speak, and you're what you eat, because your eating is also your fuel. You know, your actions fuel society, and if you're putting out compassion and kindness, then you know that what goes around comes around. But if you're eating garbage and toxic things and taking drugs and all of that, well, you're not thinking clearly, and then it gets really out of whack. But you mentioned all the human issues that are connected with the eating meat and the slaughterhouses. There's worker wages. I mean, you know, there's not going to be any kind of like promotions in the slaughterhouse. These people are mostly brown and black people, minorities. They're people that are doing horrific work. The threshold, it keeps increasing, 100 animals an hour. And a lot of some of the chicken companies, they were caught, the workers were wearing diapers because they wouldn't give them breaks and bathroom breaks. And you know, then there's the objectification of meat in advertising and women's bodies, breasts, rump, all of this. So these things work on our thoughts, our thinking process, our minds subliminally. You know, we do have to talk about patriarchal culture, not in a male bashing, you know, let's beat them up because, you know, these are our brothers and sisters, our husbands, our fathers, our so on. But we do need to unpack a lot of the things that are part of a patriarchal society as we move forward with women's empowerment and ideas around nurturing and love that are very feminine ideas coming in. And we need to lift up these feminine healing ideas, these compassionate ideas. Men, we all have masculine and feminine attributes. Well, it's time that we all, male and female, lift up our feminine, nurturing, compassionate ideas and create a world of from there.
And this idea about embracing this sort of feminine energy, I know that ties in a lot to your passion for Mother Earth and Gaia, as she is known. So talk to me a little bit about your vision for Gaia Talks. This is a program that you've asked me at Make Your Mark Global to really partner with you on. So let's talk about that. What is Gaia Talks? The Earth Speaks.
Gaia Talks, the Earth Speaks, absolutely. And she is speaking to us. It's Mother Earth and Father God. I mean, there's forces around us. Call it what you want, name it, whatever, however it speaks and you filter it. We have these amazing forces in the world, but we are living on a physical planet that is living, breathing, growing, protecting us, the air we breathe and we act like. I don't need this air. I don't need these beautiful vegetables growing out of the ground. I don't need this water. And it's kind of insane. This is part of the outcome of when the world goes out of balance, like the Hopi elders say, Koyana Skotsky, life out of balance. And we need to, by the way, listen to indigenous peoples and their words, native peoples around the world. And that's also part of what Gaia Talks, the Earth Speaks. So you're looking at this idea of of Mother Earth and how can we nurture and protect her, because that's nurturing and protecting human life and all life, but also lifting up the wisdom and really taking a deeper non-mainstream look at the words and wisdom of our elders, our native elders, the indigenous peoples, because they are speaking and striving literally with this information to try to save the world and save all of us. So Gaia Talks, the Earth Speaks. Think not TED Talks, think kind of the not so one person glam, which you have been on and amazing your TED Talk, and I love TED Talks, but think more conversations and actually being open to having people on location in sacred places and invited guests who are sharing these beautiful words and wonderful writings and letting the earth speak through all of us in not such a prepared, prepackaged way, and let this kind of speak and become this entity sort of filter through all of this compassion and the people there in the circle on the platform where we're speaking and record that and be there and video. We want to do something, Andrea, in Tibet and on Everest, and I'd love for you to share some of that, because I get so excited. You're leading that tour, and that'll be a kind of a second kickoff for Gaia Talks, the Earth Speaks. But it will and does have a life of its own, and that's the way the vision came to me a few years ago. And to connect and partner that at inception, really, of its birth with you and co-create it is an honor.
Well, I think the thing that was cool about it for me is that 2018 is a big year for video for me and for my company with doing documentaries. And the idea of flying around the world to sacred sites and inviting local experts, if you will, inviting others who want to fly with us to these spiritual sites, kind of like a spiritual retreat, but then getting together and having these conversations, these dialogues, that to me sounded really powerful. Because I think for many of us, when we hear an expert talking about why they're so passionate about saving the earth, wouldn't it be interesting if we could actually be in some of these sacred sites where you Yes. really get the sense of, this is what we're protecting. You know, this is the energy we're tapping into. So it takes it out of the head and brings it into the heart and the experiential element, which is what I love about documentaries, is when we can add the visuals and the sound and the music and create this atmosphere. It can be not just entertainment, it can be transformational. So I love this idea of us partnering on that. And for me, I think we are definitely at a time where whatever skepticism there is about, you know, global warming, there are certain realities that we can all appreciate. We know that there's landfills that are filled to capacity. We know that the ocean is polluted. We know that there are species that are dying off. And that's because of our human activities. I'm not even talking about the ozone layer and all the, you know, the greenhouse gases. Like, we really do need to recognize that we're not separate from the earth. We're not these dominant creatures on this planet. We are one with this entire ecosystem. And as soon as we start to recognize that this is my home, these are my family members, and even though I may not want to go hang out with a tiger, I don't want to be responsible for the tiger's death, you know?
Exactly. I mean, on one hand, we are at a tipping point of all tipping points on all levels. On the other hand, the resilience and the brilliance of the human spirit and our purpose. I mean, what if this is the moment that we were all born for, that with the technology and the brilliance, the knowledge, the research that we have, we all of a sudden flipped it and changed it up for good and not for greed, and said, okay, together, let's all just agree to let go of our egos and let go of the, you know, rat race and the dog eat dog kind of mentality and the war, and let's put all of our energy and ideas and thought and compassion and energy towards saving this planet and saving each other. And I believe that this is what is getting ready, or what's happening now. This is what this conversation, Gaia Talks, the Earth Speaks, will be part of documenting, empowering as we go to place to place. Where think of it as seeds planting and watering and collectively saying, we hear you. And what about this? Let's think about this around with the locals and then the others that we're visiting, those experts, but then it's the local people and showing we're all the same and we all want to live and find happiness and be healthy and coexist.
I love it. I love it. Now, I know we could go on forever, but we do have to wrap things up. So I want to invite our listeners and our viewers to visit bmagazine.org. Gandhi's Bee Magazine does, as Missy mentioned, it profiles change makers from around the world, people who are making a difference, and it gives you new perspectives on what you can actually do. And there's great resources on being the change in case you're ready to start exploring veganism and how you can really make a difference to the animals and to our planetary ecosystem. Missy, I am so grateful, so truly grateful to be connected to you. I just love, love, love our friendship and what you have brought to my life and my daughter's life, Sienna. She's your little soul sister too. So thank you so much for your contribution to Time to Rise, and I'm so honored that we can partner with Gandhi Global Center for Peace to bring these messages and these voices to a wider audience. So thank you.
Thank you, Andrea.
So there you have it, my friends. Just remember that your life is your message, and you truly are a gift to the world. So share your presence with passion. Much love. Bye. How do you pick yourself up when life knocks you down? Perseverance, grit, determination, resilience. These words describe natural human qualities which help us bounce back after any type of setback. Illness, loss, betrayal, bankruptcy, divorce, abuse, and trauma. No one is immune to experiencing the tragedies of life at some point. Learning how to use your potential to rise again is what will keep you going. I'm Dr. Andrea Pennington, creator and publisher of Time to Rise. In Time to Rise, 29 inspiring changemakers share their personal stories of transformation to prove that you can reclaim your life, find your purpose, and reemerge as the powerful creator that you are. It can be tempting to think that the people who succeed in life or who recover after major devastating loss are special or somehow endowed with magical powers. The reality is, within you are the very same powers. You have the potential to live a life of meaning and purpose in alignment with your values. You have the right and the power to reclaim wellness, live with vitality, and enjoy real happiness. Get your copy of Time to Rise and enjoy free gifts with your purchase. May this book help you reconnect to who you really are. May you find peace and hope. May you claim this moment as your time to rise. Visit timetorise.me and buy the book anywhere books are sold.
Like you to meet Dr. Faye Wilson, change agent, ordained minister, and host of Intentional, right here on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Dr. Faye, America Out Loud is all about the vision of the voices. How can one's voice make the ultimate difference?
The messages of this program and others that are on the Out Loud platform are so powerful that are reaching the world with positive messages. Even as a news platform, it is doing news in a different way so that people are actually standing up and paying attention to what's being said. And again, walking away from the table, having these discussions, I have people, let me tell you this quickly, I have people in my prayer group that are now listening to the Out Loud platform, and they're texting me and calling me, go, wow.
We are excited you're here. AmericaOutloud.com. Our commitment is clear. to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Listening to Liberate Your Authentic Self with me, Dr. Andrea Pennington. Check me out on Instagram at Dr. Andrea Pennington. And now, back to the show. Can you look yourself in the mirror and say, I love you, me? If you can look at yourself and feel that you're truly lovable right now, just as you are, wrinkles, warts, and all, then I'm sure you know how wonderful that freedom feels. If you can't imagine saying those four words to yourself, stick with me. A few years ago, when I was facing severe depression, I would never have dreamed that I could say or sing those words and mean them. But now I can. I can say them even on a bad hair day, when I mess up at work or say the wrong thing. And yes, even when the trolls criticize me or my content online. I'm here to tell you that you can have the same empowered feeling of freedom and true self-love. And it won't be difficult either. My new book, I Love You Me, will show you how. In my first TEDx talk in 2014, I outlined the three keys to manifesting your dreams into reality. After my talk, so many people told me how simple yet profound the message was. Then they asked what to do next. In this book, you'll find my answer. I offer it to help you learn who you really are, love who you really are, and live who you really are. The steps that I took on my journey out of depression and anxiety were simple, but the path was a bit convoluted. In retrospect, it seems deceptively obvious. I discovered an internal source of wisdom, peace, and unconditional self-love that continues to nourish my heart and soul. And I hid in the dark for so long that the joy I now feel to be free from depression is what inspires me to offer this process to you with the heartfelt desire that you too will find your inner bliss. Our inner bliss is something we can all create and access, even if at times we don't feel lovable. In these pages, I give you a guide, a five-step framework for creating a stable foundation of real self-love. After years of therapy, trying antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication, practicing the law of attraction, reading self-help books, and attending spiritual or personal development workshops, I had given up on life. To my surprise, the depression completely vanished when I experienced firsthand what philosophers, yogis, and spiritual masters have said for millennia. You are a perfect, whole, divine spiritual being with infinite potential. My aim is to provide you with a simple process for reconnecting to your authentic self and living with more power, passion, and purpose than ever before. I hope that sharing my story shows you that when you listen to and trust the guidance and wisdom from your spirit, your true nature can be allowed to flourish. My passion is to empower you to live authentically with purpose and passion by discovering your unique, authentic self and living in alignment with spirit to become who you really are. I believe this is the way to consciously create a life filled with meaning, power, and fulfillment. This is how you will have an extraordinary impact in the world. And the world desperately needs your authentic, original life expression. We are part of an interconnected living organism, and what you do individually matters to us collectively. Your personality, your character, values, and talents are all unique, and they are essential to the health and well-being of you individually and to the whole of humanity. You truly are a gift to the world. I welcome you to get the book and join a community of conscious people who are also dedicated to bringing more love, joy, and light to the planet. Get the book, I Love You Me, along with special gifts with your purchase. Just visit realself.love. Much love, Dr. Andrea.
Have you ever felt like you were living a lie? Or so stressed and nervous trying to live up to someone else's expectations? Have you experienced so much pain, abandonment, loss, grief, suffering, or betrayal that you really wanted your life to just be over? Well, I know what it feels like to give up on life. I battled depression and anxiety for years until I couldn't take it anymore. In 2005, I asked God to take my life. I was at an all-time low. I felt totally miserable and hopeless. But nobody knew because I was hiding my depression. I had a successful, high-paying career. I had been on Oprah, in magazines, and I even wrote my first book. But even with all of that, I knew that I couldn't go on living that way. It was too painful. I felt trapped and like I was living a lie because I just wasn't living true to myself. But I'm still here. And there was really one thing that saved me. There was one thing that set me free from depression and set me on a path to living my true purpose. My name is Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative medical doctor, author, and international TEDx speaker. And like so many other high-functioning, depressed people, really knowing and loving myself, becoming immune to the fear of what other people were thinking about me, has really set me free to live as my authentic self and purposefully choosing and creating a life of fun, meaning, and adventure. But it didn't start out this way for me. I grew up feeling like I had to follow certain rules and I had to work really hard just to be accepted. I had to say all the right things, get good grades, and do what was expected of me. But no matter what I achieved, I never felt like I was good enough, and I never felt loved. Have you ever felt that way? Now, I did have this dream that someday I would finally get things just right and I could rest and be happy and do the things that I really loved. But it was such a struggle. I was constantly striving for perfection, always searching for the next big thing to achieve and hoping that it would lead to some sense of peace and happiness. I went to self-help conferences, immersed myself in spiritual practices, retreats, affirmations, but I just seemed to live on a hamster wheel of following old programs and never feeling free to do what I really wanted. Can you relate to any of this? Well, if you're still here and you've read tons of personal development books and recited mantras, tried to use the law of attraction, attended seminars while hoping that some guru was going to point the way to bliss, only to be disappointed and still miserable, I know how you feel. Because after trying all of that and still feeling like crap, I was ready to give up. In my first TED Talk, I admitted that it was in a moment of total surrender and crying to God that I left my body. And I thought my prayer was being answered. I saw my life flash before me, and the one thing that made total sense of it all was this message. At your core, the real you, outside of this earth suit and beyond all of your past drama and trauma, you are a perfect, lovable, infinite being. And in this game of life, you are meant to be in control as the author of your life story. I learned that we don't have to look to anyone or anything outside of us for validation, approval, acceptance, or love, because the truth is you are born lovable. Learning this spiritual truth allowed me to say yes to my life again, on my terms. And isn't that what we all really want? I mean, we were given free will, right? Well, based on hearing that message, I changed my life. And over time, I got to a place of real peace and acceptance for who I really am. And I've since followed my passion to create music, films, books, and even leading retreats and teaching what I learned at a university. And this is what I want to share with you so that you can also experience the freedom, confidence, and real self-love. And all of that is programmed in your DNA. So it's already within you. Isn't that cool? My life didn't end the day I asked God to take it. I guess I had more to share in this lifetime. My awakening set me free from depression and erased the anxiety so that I could live as my authentic self. And the steps that I took are all in my new book, I Love You Me. The 5-step process in this book is what showed me how to follow my own desires, and being true to what I value the most allowed me to build a life of meaning and purpose on the French Riviera, which was a dream of mine. And I've developed wonderful friendships and relationships with amazing people. All of this while being my perfectly imperfect self. And I was the girl who doubted that she was good enough or smart enough. I was the girl who thought she had to check all of the boxes and do more and be more perfect before I could be accepted. I was the girl who hid her emotions and her real interests because I was so afraid that I would be rejected if I showed my real self. So fast forward to today, and here I am, enjoying the life that I've created for myself. And it feels so good to just be me without worrying about whether I'm saying the right things or wondering what people are thinking about me. And I'm no longer trying to fit into anyone else's box. It feels so good to know that I'm able to show my daughter that she can be her real self. She can follow her heart and do what brings her joy. And I can now stand on stages, be on TV shows, and work with amazing clients with total integrity, teaching what I've learned the hard way. So if you're still watching this, you're probably a little bit like me, and you want to live a life of happiness, confidently accepting and being your real self. But maybe you don't know how to get there or how to make it last. Well, I'd like to share the roadmap that I used that can also lead you out of the darkness of depression or conformity and into the light of a life that you are excited to live. I outlined the steps I took along with the research I did and developed a simple 5-step process for creating a foundation of real self-love. I've now taught this to thousands of people around the world, and it formed the basis of the Applied Positive Psychology course that I taught business students at the International University of Monaco. I put the steps and the exercises that work into the book, I Love You, Me. And I want you to have it. This book will explain how to become who you really are, and it outlines how your journey of personal discovery and real self-love can finally sink in and set you free. And isn't that what you really want? So I invite you to get a copy of the book, and I will share several videos to support you on your journey of self-love. This is my gift to you. This book and process has not only changed my life for the better, it's also transformed the lives of my students and clients, and I want it to do the same for you. I want to help you get immediate results. So when you order the book, I'm giving you access to the Real Self-Love Manifesto and get some guided meditations so that you can get started improving your confidence and discovering your authentic self right away. Another gift I have for you is free access to a masterclass on how to build an epic life, which I co-hosted with my friend, Derry Llewellyn Davies, the global Grand Slam adventurer and international TEDx speaker. Together, we show you the Diamond Life Design process, which helps you create an inspiring life vision aligned with the feelings you want to experience, while giving space for the various roles you play in life. In the masterclass, we show you how to make sure you take action and get results to live a life of no regrets. And because I connected to so many healers, coaches, and experts along my journey, I want you to have a digital copy of Time to Rise, a book I compiled with some amazing people from around the world who each share how they have become strong, resilient, healthy, and happy people. I know how it feels to go through life not feeling worthy of love or happiness. I suffered with depression and anxiety for years, searching for acceptance, feeling like a fraud, always worrying that someone would find out that I was some sort of imposter. So knowing that it was within me all along has been such a relief. Getting rid of the junk programming set me free to live life on my own terms. My mission is to help as many people as possible reconnect to their authentic self and an epic life of no regrets. Ultimately, I want you to be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, I love you, me. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So get your copy of the book, then enter your information for instant access to the gifts that I promised you, including the Real Self-Love Manifesto, the guided audio meditations, the online masterclass on how to architect your own diamond life, and your digital copy of Time to Rise. All of these gifts have a combined value of over $200, and they're all free to you today when you get your copy of I Love You Me. Are you ready to begin your personal journey toward real self-love, freedom, and confidence? Then let's do this. I look forward to hearing about your success and happiness. Much love. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Andrea. And did you know? I'm on the radio daily. Visit AmericaOutloud.com to download the Talk Radio app.